sports is once again Wimbledon tennis. Defending champion Novak Djokovic of Serbia advanced once again to the final on Friday, defeating Frenchman Richard Gasquet in straight sets 7-6, 6-4, and 6-4. In a match that lasted 2 hours and 21 minutes, the top-ranked Djokovic survived some fabulous tennis from Gasquet in the opening set when the French player executed some brilliant backhands. In the first set tiebreaker, Djokovic won 7-2 and then controlled the next two sets. Speaking immediately after his win, the Joker described his performance as very good considering the occasion, and he praised Gasquet for having a great tournament. The Serbian star is now within one victory of his third Wimbledon title and the ninth Grand Slam singles title of his career. He'll play the winner of Friday's second semifinal between Roger Federer of Switzerland and Andy Murray of Britain for the trophy on Sunday. Federer has won Wimbledon 7 times, with his last triumph in 2012 when he beat Murray in 4 sets in the final. The Swiss maestro has won 17 Grand Slam singles titles, the most by any men's player. For his part, Andy Murray has 2 major titles to his credit, Wimbledon in 2013 and the U.S. Open in 2012. Meanwhile, the ladies' singles final at Wimbledon will be Saturday. Top-ranked Serena Williams of the USA bidding for her 6th Wimbledon championship and 21st Grand Slam title is a big favorite against Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza, who is playing in her first major final. Serena reminded reporters at Wimbledon, though, the 21-year-old Spaniard did beat her in the second round of last year's French Open.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not an easy matchup. She actually has a win against me, and we had a tough match the last time we played, and she's given me problems in the past, this time I have to just, go in it, have fun and do the best that I can and just try to stay positive and stay focused.
If Serena stays positive and stays focused, I think there's a very good chance she'll be lifting the trophy high at Wimbledon once again on Saturday. And if that's the case, Serena will hold all 4 Grand Slam trophies simultaneously and be within one title, the U.S. Open, of a calendar year Grand Slam. Here's a sunny side of sports salute to Eritrean cyclist Daniel Tekle-Haimanot, who pedaled past another major milestone Thursday at the Tour de France. The 26-year-old rider had already made Tour de France history as part of the first African-registered team ever to compete in cycling's most famous event. And on Thursday, Daniel made more history. He became the first African to don the polka dot jersey awarded to the race's leading climber. David gave a thumbs up after winning the King of the Mountains classification. Daniel described it as a childhood dream come true, getting the polka dot jersey at the Tour de France. Daniel also said it's a big step forward for African cycling. It also marks a big win for the South Africa-based team MTN Kubeka, which, like Daniel Tekle-Haimanot, is bidding for the competing for the first time in the Tour de France. Well, celebrations and parades are taking place here in the United States this week for the World Cup-winning U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Thousands of fans cheered for the American Women Friday at a ticker tape parade in New York City. The USA won its record 3rd World Cup title July 5th in Vancouver, Canada, where they dethroned defending champion Japan 5-2 in the final. The American women will be traveling to different parts of the United States during their victory tour. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's take a look back at the USA's big trophy-winning victory over the Japanese. The Americans exploded for 4 goals during the first 16 minutes of the game. USA captain Carly Lloyd was the player of the match and the player of the tournament. She received the Golden Ball Award given to the best player at the Women's World Cup. After some hat trick heroics in Vancouver, Carly scored 3 goals in the first half, finding the net in the 3rd, 5th, and 16th minutes. Lloyd's 3rd goal was my favorite. She dodged a challenge near the center circle, and near midfield, she noticed Japan's goalkeeper, Ayumi Kaori, was at the top of the penalty box. Lloyd launched a wonder strike as Kaori backpedaled, stumbled, and got a hand on it before watching the spectacular shot touch the post and roll into the net. Hey, Carly, how does it feel to be a World Cup champion?
I don't think it's entirely sunk in. I'm so proud and so zapped at the same time. It's a surreal moment. It's been amazing. I mean, we just wrote history today and brought this World Cup trophy home, which is unbelievable. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that I've pushed on my status a little bit and I have to stay up here. So it's not right away, but I'll be back to work and back stronger than ever.
As Carly Lloyd said, the USA wrote history with its 3rd Women's World Cup title. The Americans also won the trophy in 1991 and 1999. They also gained a measure of revenge after losing to the Japanese on penalty kicks in the 2011 final. At the post-match news conference, U.S. coach Jill Ellis praised their Asian opponent.
First, I want to congratulate Japan. They are a tremendous opponent and deserving of always ending up in championship matches. Love how they play.
USA coach Jill Ellis talked with Abby Wambach, one of the greatest female soccer players ever, about taking on a different role at this World Cup. The 35-year-old Wambach came off the bench as a second-half substitute in both the semifinals and final. In the end, Wambach celebrated her first World Cup title.
I'm so happy. I'm emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted. I love my teammates. Carly Lloyd, are you kidding me with the effort that she gave today? But really, it was a true team effort. Not only just the 23 players, but our staff. It just shows how important every little detail has become.
And speaking of details, let's give a few details now on the award winners at this 7th Women's World Cup in Canada. Carly Lloyd, as I mentioned, won the Golden Ball Award as the best player in the month-long tournament. Lloyd also tied with Germany's Celia Sasic as the top scorer at the Women's World Cup. Each had 6 goals. Sasic, though, was awarded the Golden Boot based on playing fewer minutes than Lloyd. The Golden Glove Award for top goalkeeper went to American Hope Solo. 19-year-old defender Kadisha Buchanan of host Canada won the Young Player Award, and the FIFA Fair Play Trophy went to France. In the 3rd-place match at the Women's World Cup, England defeated Germany 1-0 in extra time in Edmonton, Canada. Farrah Williams scored on a penalty kick in the 108th minute for the 3 Lionesses of England, who had their best ever Women's World Cup showing. For reaction, I'm joined by VOA's Toddy Abedje. Sporty greetings, Toddy.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Toddy, what did you think of that final in Vancouver?
It was a great final that the USA won their 3rd World Cup. They're the first team in World Cup history to win 3 World Cups in the Women's World Cup. And it's great that they got their revenge on Japan.
It seems like Carly Lloyd, you mentioned her as sort of the engine of that USA team. She does it again in the final.
She did it again. She's the first player in World Cup final history to record a hat trick, which means that she scored 3 goals, especially one of her goals scoring from midfield.
Toddy, do you feel like the American women have reestablished their dominance of women's football in the wake of that victory?
At least for 1 year. Can they do it for the next couple World Cups? Well, it remains to be seen.
On that note, it seems like the field is narrowing the gap when it comes to women's football, that some of these unheralded teams are really starting to make inroads.
Yeah, it is. It is. But the U.S. Came out on top because they had the best defense in the tournament.
Hope Solo.
Hope Solo was the best goalie of the tournament. And then the best player of the tournament was Carly Lloyd.
And who were some of the other key players, in your opinion, for the American women, Toddy, in addition?
The other key players, well, although Abby Wambach didn't play that much, but she gave them moral support.
And what's next? I mean, will it be the Olympics now? I guess the U.S. will look towards Rio.
Next year's Olympics, 2016. Most of the team could be playing in the Olympics. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about Abby Wambach. This probably is her last World Cup.
Yeah, I think maybe Abby might hang up her boots after this one. What a way to go out.
Great way to go out her career. But it would be nice if she scored a goal in the final. it would be way too good to be true.
And it seems like the U.S. has an affinity for playing the Japanese. They lost to them in the 2011 final. Then they beat them at the Olympics. And now they're back again at the World Cup.
Revenge is sweet.
Overall, Toddy, what did you think of that tournament in Canada, the month-long tournament?
The tournament was great. It was great. Some people picked Germany to go all the way, but the U.S. defeated them 2-0. And the U.S. went all the way because of their defense and Carly Lloyd.
There we go. A shout-out for Carly Lloyd. A shout-out for Toddy Abeje.
Yes.
Thank you, Toddy.
Thank you, Sonny.
All right. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Patrick Ogo sent me a tweet from Benin City, Nigeria. Patrick writes, "It's always a pleasure to listen to the Sunny Side of Sports." Well, Patrick, it's always a pleasure to read tweets like that. Thank you, buddy. I'm VOA Sonny Young. Thank you, Toddy Abeje. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Hayes.